he's brown as the bear, if from riding the prairie, and he sings with an old western drawl.
I can't be bothered with all this. That's too short.
Cultural commentary plus audio clips from who knows where on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
In a little cabaret in a South Texas border town sat a boy and his guitar. And the people came from all around, and all the girls from there to Austin were slipping away from home and putting jewelry in pocket to take the trip to go and listen to the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Couldn't write or wrangle, and he never cared to make a dime, but give him his guitar and he'd be happy all the time. And all the girls from 9 to 90 were snapping fingers, tapping toes, and begging him don't stop, and hypnotized and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy that played the Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play. Then one day he was gone, and no one ever saw him round. He vanished like the breeze, and they forgot him in the little town. But all the girls still dreamed about him and hung around the cabaret until the doors were locked. And then one day on the hit parade was a little dark-haired boy that played a Tennessee flat-top box, and he would play.
There's an old saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas, probably in Tennessee, that says, fool me once, shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
To the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform and Educational Radio. And this evening we are pursuing that musical educational experience with a theme called straight out of Nashville. And we are exploring that particular subgenre of country music known as the Nashville sound that originated in the late 1950s and went on through to the 1960s. And that basically involved making country music a lot more like pop music at the time, taming down and getting rid of the fiddles and the sliding steel guitars and that particularly nasally kind of lead vocals and replacing that with more slick production techniques that used string sections and background vocals and crooning lead vocals. And backing me up right now is one of the three people most responsible for the Nashville sound, guitar player and music producer Chet Atkins. This is Hot Toddy. And we began that last set with a song from 1956 and had nothing to do with Chet Atkins, but many people believe that it kind of presaged that kind of pop country. That was Elvis Presley and Don't Be Cruel. And then we heard from Floyd Kramer on the Rebound, instrumental from 1961. And then one of our two featured artists, Nashville Pussy, Shoot First and Run Like Hell. And a public service message about the National Day of the Cowboys. We took a little further out country detour there. Followed that with Eddie Arnold and Cattle Call from Stampede, Western music's late golden era. And then Chet Atkins, The Nashville Jump. Johnny Cash followed that with Tennessee Flat Top Box. And Nashville Pussy once again, You Give Drugs a Bad Name. So, another crucial component of the Nashville sound was a group of studio musicians who were known as the Nashville A-Team. And they played on an awful lot of the records that came out of Nashville. They earned quite a wide acclaim in the 1950s and throughout the 60s and on through to the early 1970s. They backed dozens and dozens of popular singers, including Elvis Presley, Eddie Arnold, Patsy Cline, Jim Reeves, even Bob Dylan and Moon Mullican, Jerry Lee Lewis, Brenda Lee, oh, so many others. And you've heard a lot of the A-Team this evening. And hear a little bit more of them in the time we've got left. So I've been mentioning the Tufts Open Call last couple of weeks. And we had one last night. And as always, Tufts Open Call invites all members of the Tufts community, as well as the general public, to their weekly event in the intimately lit 7th floor Dowling Hall Lounge. And the schedule's been alternating between Thursdays and Wednesdays, so I expect that the event will be next Wednesday. But for exact information, you should check out the Open Call homepage on Facebook. So it's basically an experiment in creating meaningful human connections at Tufts through shared, bizarre, novel, interpersonal experiences. And it aims to provide a non-alcoholic social environment to meet new people and to explore your own senses. And yesterday, we had a WMFO listener, Lindsay, who heard about the event through the public service message that we've been got going here on WMFO. So it's great that worked out. And of course, you, yes, you listening right now, you're invited to the next one. So, yes, check out the Facebook Tufts Open Call page for more information about that. Well, we got about 44 minutes left before Chase Carson will be coming in with a time tunnel, rhythm and blues, soul, funk, dance music, disco music, and the jazz interlude around 11:30 p.m. So I'm going to send out the next song to start off the next set to Billy Bob Neck, a WMFO DJ of many years ago. And he turned me on to this song by Tennessee Ernie Ford. And we're also going to be hearing, we're going to be going around a little bit. As I mentioned before, this particular theme, Straight Outta Nashville, I'd say it's about one-third music history-oriented with the Nashville sound exploration, and then one-third hard-hitting rock and roll with Nashville Pussy, and the other one-third kind of roughly country, more broadly country, country-related fun music. And we're going to be pushing further on that in the next set, even having some Burl Ives and Junior Brown and Tammy Wynette, as well as our featured artist, Nashville Pussy. So let's start off that next set. Here's Tennessee Ernie Ford. His Hands, going out to Billy Bob Neck.
His hands paint the flowers. He puts leaves in the trees. At his whisper, birds start singing. When my heart needs melodies, why I stray from all his goodness, my poor mind can't understand. I'm to blame for my misfortune. I lost hold of his hand. Those hands still give me mercy, though I'm wrong as wrong can be. If they really gave me justice, I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his hand.
Those hands still give me mercy,
though I'm wrong as wrong can be.
If they really gave me justice,
I'd be lost on homeless seas. I've been lost in the shuffle. I've obeyed the wrong command. I'm going back to the chapel in search of his hand.
Just one man. You'll have bad times, and he'll have good times, doing things that you don't
understand. But if you love him, you'll forgive him, even though he's hard to understand. After all, he's just a man. Stand by your man. Give him two arms to cling to and something warm to come to when nights are cold and lonely.
FM, bringing you great country music.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, among the pine trees half forlorn. And there on a sunny morning, little Jimmy Brown was born.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing,
boom,
in the little valley town.
Boom.
Song that they were singing
was for baby Jimmy Brown. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless this hour of meditation, guide him with eternal love.
There's a village hidden deep in the valley, beneath the mountains high above. And there, 20 years thereafter, Jimmy was to meet his love.
Boom, 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 boom.
All the chapel bells were ringing. 'Twas a great day in his life, 'cause the songs that they were singing was for Jimmy and his wife. Then the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, bless, O Lord, this celebration. May their lives be filled with love.
From the village, hidden deep in the valley, one rainy morning, dark and gray, a soul winged its way to heaven. Jimmy Brown had passed away.
Boom, 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 boom.
Just a lonely bell was ringing in the little valley town. 'Twas farewell that it was singing to our good old Jimmy Brown. And the little congregation prayed for guidance from above. Lead us not into temptation, may his soul find the salvation of thy great eternal love.
You can't fool us by agreeing with us.
Call me the Nashville Rebel. They say, leave that boy alone. Don't you give him advice or he'll turn to ice, and you might as well talk to stone. And I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I don't have time for your parties or love little guessing games. I've got songs to write in the still of night. I was born to write and sing, 'cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. Time, for I've given my heart to this old guitar. You deserve a better love than mine, and I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I'm the Nashville Rebel. I'm a loner and I like it fine. I'd like to have a wife, live a normal life, but I just don't have the time, 'cause I've got things to do and things to say in my own way. I've got things to do and things to say in my own way.
This really is, in my mind, the best of both worlds.
We'll be right back. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If you see me with a great big smile at some party where the fun runs wild, if tears start to flow when I fall apart, please don't think you broke my heart. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. If we meet on the street and a little bit of tear rolls down my cheek, please don't think it's because I'm blue or that I'm still in love with you. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. Your leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be. Remember the day you left our place and how the tears rolled down my face. It wasn't because you were leaving me. I was happy because you were pleasing me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. You're leaving didn't bother me. It's just my funny way of laughing. Yes, my funny way of laughing. I'm really happy as can be.
Get the hell off my spread. Now.
I cried out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. Now the devil, he wears a hypocrite shoe. Now the devil, he wears a hypocrite shoe. You don't watch any hood, you don't. There's no hiding place down here.
Lord, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I ran to the rocks and hide my face. The rock cried out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here. I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. I'll pitch my tent on the old campground. Give old St. Paul no crown. There's no hiding place down here.
Lord, there's no hiding place down here. There's no hiding place down here.
Well, I run to the rocks and hide my face. And I cried out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here.
Hiding place.
rock right out, no hiding place. There's no hiding place down here.
One, two, one, two, three.
On the Tears of the Gods sound collage, our theme is called Straight Outta Nashville, as we mix up country music focusing on the Nashville sound, a particular type of production techniques and change in the direction of country music to make it more like pop music in the late 1950s and 1960s. And we began that set with Tennessee Ernie Ford and His Hands, thanks to Billy Bob Neck, WMFO's once most controversial DJ, for turning me on to that song. And then we heard, well, a country classic, Tammy Wynette, Stand By Your Man. And then one of our two featured artists, Nashville Pussy, The Bitch Just Kicked Me Out. And then the Browns, The Three Bells. The Three Bells in a Man's Life, Jimmy Brown's Life. From Nipper's Greatest Hits, The 50s, Volume 1. Thanks again to DJ Easy Ed for that. And then Junior Brown, Nashville Rebel. Nashville Pussy followed that with First I Look at the Purse. And then the incredibly talented Burl Ives. Funny Way of Laughing. He was, well, a outstanding film actor and a great singer. He also played the banjo. He had his own radio show, The Wayfaring Stranger, and he helped popularize a lot of traditional folk songs through that. And in the 1960s, with that song as well as others, he crossed over into country music. And I remember him most and have such warm feelings because he starred in the Christmas TV special, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, which I've seen many times. He was the voice of Sam the Snowman, and he was also the narrator for the whole TV special there. But just an incredibly talented man who passed away at age 85 from oral cancer due to his longtime pipe smoking and cigar smoking habit. After several unsuccessful operations, he just decided against having any further surgery and fell into a coma and died from his cancer in 1995. Backing me up right now is our other featured artist, Chet Atkins, with Black Mountain Rag. And as I've mentioned, he was one of the three sonic architects of the Nashville sound. Well, let's kick off our final set of the evening with some Led Zeppelin. And yes, here we're pushing that country aspect a bit. Although on this song from In Through the Outdoor, Led Zeppelin was also pushing that country aspect. Here they are with some hot country playing. Hot Dog.
until you've redeemed yourselves.
Oh, yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently. And the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Shells fall in no man's land and dine in the great prairie. But the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently. And the place I'm longing for tonight's my home. I've been to Frisco's Golden Gates, also that of Maine. I've been to the Rocky Mountains and back down again. Been up to old New York, some Statue of Liberty. But the place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. Yes, I'm going back to my home in Tennessee. Back to the girl that's waiting in the cotton fields to see. There's a mother and a dad that's waiting patiently.
The place I'm longing for tonight's my home in Tennessee. 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Yeah, the shit for me. Hills go for hanging out. But you're gonna wanna leave if there's a hand bend. The only way to let me there if I wash dishes and bust tables for the squids. Lord, it there. And every day it's the same damn thing. Same damn job, same damn city, same damn me, same damn friends, same damn everything. Get me the hell out.
Listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage. That's right, it's not just a radio program, it's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, political speeches, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music. Our theme this evening has been Straight Outta Nashville, exploring that particular subgenre of country music called the Nashville Sound, which began in the late 1950s and the 1960s went through. And it basically moved country music away from a honky-tonk style of fiddles and steel guitars to a more pop form with slick production techniques. And in particular, one of our two featured artists this evening was instrumental as a producer, Chet Atkins, who's backing me up right now with his version of Take Five, the jazz classic. In that relatively short set, we started off with Led Zeppelin and their country style version of a song from In Through the Outdoor, Hot Dog. And then from 1934, the Carter Family, home in Tennessee. Duke Levine followed with Nashville Skyline Rag. And we finished things off with our other featured artist, Nashville Pussy, the hard rockin' four-piece band. Two men and two women always. Although Blaine Cartwright and his wife, Ryder Size, are pretty much the husband and wife ringleading team behind that. So unfortunately, Chase Carson, who hosts the Time Tunnel from 10 to midnight on Fridays here, he texted me and apparently he's been having some car trouble coming in from the Cape. So unfortunately, he's going to have to postpone tonight's show until next week. In any case, thanks for tuning in and listening to me. And we're going to turn things over to Rick Deckard soon for some selections from WMFO's incredibly extensive music library. Here on WMFO.